The Street Smart Biz and Retirement Show, Retirement Mastery, and Ron Richards are not tendering tax, legal, or investment advice. This content and information is based solely on Ron Richards' personal opinions and research. If tax, legal, or investment advice is required, you should seek the services of a qualified professional.
This is the Street Smart Biz and Retirement Show with Ron and Julie Richards on 1310 KFKA. Now, here's Ron and Julie.
Good morning. Good morning, Northern Colorado, and welcome to the Street Smart Biz and Retirement Show. My name is Ron.
And I'm Julie Richards.
And we are here to bring you financial education at a whole new level.
Woohoo!
And we're going to have a great show today. We've been talking about things we're going to discuss, and Julie actually read a book to me this morning. And Julie, we are fascinated by these children books, aren't we?
We are.
You know, how can you do something? You teach somebody at the fifth grade level. And we were talking about that. At what level do kids start learning about money? At what level do kids start learning about markets, stock markets, bond markets? At what level?
Well, that's an adult thing, probably.
I know it
now.
Is, but at what level do kids learn about business? Because it's not being taught in the colleges or the high schools. Not much. We know that, right? And so what are the name of the books, Julie?
Well, the books are called The Tuttle Twins. And it's a series of books. There's 11 of them.
And Julie's read three of them to me so far.
Right. I have read them out loud to Ron.
And I am just fascinated that I never learned this stuff as a kid. I never learned it in any of the high school classes or anything that I've advanced classes that I've taken over the years. And it's in an elementary manner that even an adult like me that has ADD, ADHD, that, you know, ants in my pants, whatever you want to call it, I have always had a hard time learning. And these are laid out so well, and we are so fascinated with them. Well, we think there should be a curriculum around them.
There actually is. There are workbooks that come with these books or that you can purchase with these books. The interesting thing about them that I've found is that I've learned things I did not know. I have learned some words I didn't know, and they explain the words. And so I was fascinated from that point. And then when I read the books to Ron, he goes, wow, that's a good lesson. Oh, there's another one. There's another one. So a lesson like very simple. Like, for instance, when you make a decision, anything in your life, when you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else.
That's correct.
You have to understand what you're saying no to. When you decide to marry someone, you're saying no to everybody else.
Yeah,
right?
But when you say yes to bonds, that doesn't mean I can say no to stocks or no to
not
Bitcoin.
Everything.
Again,
it means
not everything.
That what money that you spent on bonds
right.
is not available to be spent on stocks.
That's right.
And so you need to understand the opportunity there.
So the three books that I have listened to so far is the first one is The Creature from Jekyll Island.
Which was a wonderful explanation of how money is created.
How money got started.
How the system that we use for money, the Federal
Reserve
was created.
And they get to print money.
That's correct.
And these kids are going, wait a minute, how come they get to print money? Why can't we print money? So it was really interesting to hear a kid's viewpoint from that first book.
Right.
Second book was Messed Up Markets.
I loved Messed Up Markets because of my business filter.
Background. Right.
And my background. And so it talks about these kids that that get money from a business that they were partners with their parents, where they get some money and what they want to do with it.
And they talk about subsidies versus
right.
you know, had to work for that money. And so it was really, really well done. And then this morning you read a book about
The Miraculous Pencil.
And how a pencil is made. And they go through the whole thing about how there's got to be logging and truckers and all that stuff to bring the wood into the manufacturing plants
and the graphite. The yellow.
And so how it affects all kinds of different businesses to make that one pencil. I thought it was fascinating. I think these books, every single kid at the age of 8 or 9 or 10 or whatever age we think is deemed appropriate should be reading these kind of things and learning about business, learning about markets, learning about money.
And so I'm going to throw it out there. If there are any Tuttle Twins people who have done this or are active in this or have heard about it but not done anything, contact us. Ron.
We'd absolutely be interested in talking about maybe putting a program together that really benefits kids, and the parents will benefit too. I cannot tell you how eye-opening it's been, Julie.
And again, I
don't know why I jumped right into that to begin with, but I just wanted to get it out there.
Well, because it is good financial education, as we found it to be. There were things that helped us truly understand an economy or a subsidy or different things like that. So yep. I think it was great just as a parent, too.
Yeah, and we just kind of stumbled onto these, and Julie ordered a couple cases of these books, and she's read three of them to me so far. We've got six more to go, but I'm telling you, I'm fascinated by it. Let's move on to chapter number two, Street Smart Snapshot. What cool. do you think the markets did, Julie?
Well, as you know, I believe the markets are going to continue going up. So I'm going to say up.
The melt up is happening. All time highs.
Nosebleed?
Nosebleed highs.
As Ron would say.
The S&P 500 is at 3508. Again, we've not seen the S&P up over 3,000 for years and years and years. And now it's at $3,508. All time highs. We're in one of the worst economies in our life, we're at all-time highs.
I'll tell you why I think that. Because Trump said it, and everything he says, and especially if he's in charge of it, and he is, he can direct the Fed to get money to keep the stock market up. So it's going to happen.
The money,
now, after
obviously,
the election,
the money obviously has been funneled into the big banks,
right,
has been funneled into
the FANG stocks.
The FANG stocks, the Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, and Apple.
Right.
The money has been funneled into these big companies and mostly technology, because not all of them, but most of the other stocks are not doing as
and
well.
And I think we're fairly safe until the election.
Yeah, probably so.
So.
By the way, there's a Trump rally tomorrow at Weld County Garage tomorrow afternoon from noon till whenever. So I'm sure you're going to see a ton of people out there just letting everybody know that there is a Trump rally at Weld County Garage in that open space, big grass area. So if you care to be there or care to go by and beep. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 28,653. NASDAQ. Oh, my gosh. $11,695 on the NASDAQ. Absolutely sky high. And again, the NASDAQ is related to those technology stocks. So once you understand that, you understand why the NASDAQ is so high. Crude oil, $42.93. So holding steady above the $40 range. And then gold and silver. Gold is at $1,972. Again, it went back down to like $1,870 and it's back to $1,972, almost back to the all-time highs above the $2,000 mark. Silver is at $27.76. It closed yesterday back up two percent yesterday up. It had a little bit of a downtick as well as with gold. And we're going to talk a little bit about gold and cryptocurrency as well here in a little bit. The 10-year bond is up a little bit this week, 0.72. So a week ago today, it was at 0.62. So it's up for the week. It was down a little bit yesterday. And so understanding that the 10-year bond is still at a low, low rate of 0.72.
So,
how about mortgage rates?
So mortgage rates, which directly relate to the bonds, up a little bit from last week, 3%. So the 30-year fixed and the FHA VA loans are at 3%.
So 30 years at 3% level?
Yeah.
Par.
If you do a conforming loan, it's 2.875.
How about a 15-year? You got a 15-year rate?
2.375.
2.3.
Well, I've got a couple of them. So the conforming 15-year fix is 2.375, and then the other one is 2.75. So,
folks, you want to figure out a way to get wealthy, do a 15-year loan. And the reason I say that is if you can pay your home off in 15 years and instead of 30 years, and that second 15 years that you were sending the money to the mortgage company, you invest that money the second 15 years, that $1,000 a month or $1,500 a month that you're paying to the mortgage company, you'll save thousands of dollars in interest and the opportunity cost to invest that money into growth things instead of into bonds, instead of into debt, will increase your net worth and you'll have a happy retirement. And we're all about happy retirements.
Yes, we are.
We are. And so again, understanding that, you know, the markets are messed up. And when you get that and you understand that, it really does make sense to get educated. And again, getting street smart is something that I love the name Street Smart because most people are not very street smart. They're book smart. They've been to college. They've been to high school, but they've never been taught about financial issues and financial matters that affect their daily life.
Because they don't teach it in school.
That's right. They don't teach financial education in school. So again, and what other things do we cover, Jules?
Well, we cover other alternate markets to the stock market.
That's right.
So, and we just covered a little bit on real estate with
the mortgage rates.
Interest rates, mortgage rates.
And we covered the gold and silver, right. Uncorrelated assets
uncorrelated
to the stock market. Have nothing to do with the stock market. They're gold and silver. They're separate.
Right.
However, we think they do have something to do with what's going on in the world with regards to inflation.
Right.
And by the way, Trump spoke day before yesterday. Yeah,
yes.
Just spoke Thursday night, and by the way, the federal Jerome Powell spoke at Jackson Hole. He's in charge of the Federal Reserve. He's president of the Federal Reserve.
And what did he say?
And that we're going to keep interest rates at zero.
Right. So you know 0%
interest rates, which means inflation is going to go rampant.
Right. So as soon as he said that, I said, okay, now we have a pathway. We know which way we're going. There was only two options that they had, and now we know which option they're going with. So strap on your seatbelt. We're going to have...
It's going to be a bumpy ride.
It's going to be a bumpy ride. We are going to have hyperinflation.
We do think between now and the new year...
well into next year.
Yeah, and throughout next year, we're going to continue to see low interest rates. We're going to continue to see hyperinflation, meaning things are going to cost more. And I know all of your salaries are going up, right?
Yeah. Well, so, actually, the salaries probably will, but they won't go up as high as
they won't keep pace
what other
with inflation.
Things are. But the reason why we can come to that conclusion is because interest rates is how they tame hyperinflation. So in the 70s and the first part of the 80s, we saw interest rates. I mean, I had an interest rate of 12% on a mortgage because inflation was going rampant.
I had clients that had, and I was in the business set back then in the 80s and 90s, I had clients that had CDs that they were getting 12% on their CDs.
Right.
12, 14% on a CD, on a three-year CD. I mean, people were locking up hundreds of thousands of dollars in CDs.
Well,
because you took the risk off the table.
As I've studied the history of money, because it fascinates me, I realized that the 70s were a great of time of great change. And we had an upset going on in the 70s. That's when we delinked from gold, 1971. And there were a lot of other things going on in the background with regarding energy. Remember, we had long lines to get gas. And so all of that had to do with the introduction of the petrodollar. So we had a huge revolutionary change that happened in currencies and money.
Interesting you say
the petrodollar.
The same
thing is happening right now.
Yeah. The interesting you say the petrodollar, because that was a paradigm shift. We went off of the gold standard and we went on to a petrodollar standard.
Kissinger was huge.
Nixon and Kissinger, they were all a part of that. And that, to me, was a paradigm shift.
It was.
Just like the internet was a paradigm shift, email became a paradigm shift, and being on the petrodollar became a paradigm shift.
Right.
Well, this year, we went off the petrodollar because we had a crash, didn't we?
We did.
In the oil market.
Right.
We're going to talk about that coming back. So you really want to pay attention going forward. We got lots of great Street Smart financial education coming your way. Look out your back door. Here comes the government. just kidding. Again, we're having a great time. We're talking about, you know, things that matter. and why you should pay attention to things that matter. And one of the things that we didn't cover on the snapshot is the cryptocurrencies and why they're becoming a part of our life. And you start to understand that potentially we could see a digital dollar in the next year, 2 years, 5 years.
We for sure will.
Yeah. And you know, you want the yuan, the Chinese yuan is almost already ready to back their currency with gold, obviously, but again, it'll be done in the form of a cryptocurrency. So let's talk a little bit about cryptocurrency and what prices are.
What happened this week with that?
The cryptocurrency, Bitcoin was as high as $11,900. They were almost at $12,000. It currently is at $11,453 for one Bitcoin.
Uh-oh.
They were about $4,000 at the beginning of this year. Okay. So when you start to understand that Bitcoin is an opposite of inflation, it basically eats inflation, and it will grow. As inflation goes up, Bitcoin will go up as well. Ethereum, which is a coin that we like, $397 on Ethereum. Its all-time high has been $1,400. So again, you're buying at these low points. It looks like it's high because the market's gone up a little bit, but again, it's still pretty cheap. Litecoin is at $57. XRP for Ripple Ray, 27 cents. Not much action there, but boy, there's a lot of talk all over Twitter about XRP, about Ethereum, and about obviously about Bitcoin. So again, it's an uncorrelated asset to the stock market. It's a fairly new asset, only been around 10 years, but I got to tell you, cryptocurrency, there's a lot of money moving in, a lot of money out of Wall Street is moving into cryptocurrency.
And I always tell people that the future of money is being created right before your very eyes. Wake up. And smell
the coffee.
Yeah.
And again, this is a paradigm shift. It's happening, folks. Whether you like it or you don't like it, cryptocurrency is going to be a part of our future. Understanding that the digital dollar potentially is going to be a part of our future. So owning a little bit of Bitcoin, a little bit of gold and silver in your portfolios matters. It's important. And if you don't know about it, call me at 970-310-4084. Again, Ron Richards, 970-310-4084. Let's talk about a horse race.
Awesome.
Here we go. It's not quite the Kentucky Derby, but it is the Greeley Derby.
Right.
It's
so
the
it
Greeley
started
Derby.
June 19th.
So we started, we took our stimulus money that the government sent everybody, right? I mean, almost everybody got
it. I like to say we were stimulated.
We were stimulated. And so we took that money, and instead of just putting it in a bank or paying it against a credit card or paying a debt off or buying groceries, we said, what if we just took that money and we turn it into from currency into real money, hard money?
Right. And we wanted to do this as an educational thing.
Yep,
we wanted to put our money where our mouth is. Literally.
And have some fun with it.
And have some fun.
Because really, if you can't have fun, I take my ball and go home.
Right. So we added $650 to our stimulus money.
So Julie
and
bought
I
gold.
Bought a gold coin.
Julie bought a 1 ounce gold coin.
And it cost me $1,850. So that was our starting point on June 19th.
Yep.
Ron bought a correlating amount.
$1,850 of Bitcoin.
Right.
Is exactly what I bought. And you bought 1 ounce of gold.
And the race was on. Now, the race ends December 31st at 8 o'clock p.m. because these markets don't close. So we needed a time.
Yeah. And we can't stay up till midnight. So anyway, the horse race is on. And Julie's has gained $215 on her $1,850.
I like that. It's a lot more than a bank. Huh?
So it's a lot more than a bank. Okay. I don't know what kind of return that is, but $10% would be $180. So right. She's probably at 15% on her money in just a period of 2 months.
Yeah, that yearly rate has to be huge.
The yearly rate's really good.
Okay. I'm not that good.
My $1,850 is up $450.
Whoa.
And it's at $2,300 as we speak. Okay?
So I'm just looking at your butt.
I'm catching you already. I'm lapping you. So again, there you go. So we're having a good time with it, and we're calling it our horse race, and it really is to kind of educate people on the importance of understanding that hard money is gold and silver, been around for 5,000 years, and hard money is also considered Bitcoin. That is hard money because it's not being inflated away. Okay?
Right, and Bitcoin is actually becoming harder.
Scarcer. Because right. every four harder. Years, it's harder to mine Bitcoin. And so the cost to mine Bitcoin goes up every 4 years.
Every 4 years, it becomes harder. So the money is
becoming... It's called halvening.
Right. That's right. It's called halvening. But it's getting harder, whereas the government is easing money.
And if you guys don't understand the word mining, and I know Micah looks at us funny all the time, but they mine Bitcoin with computers. And they electronically create Bitcoin. It's how it works. And when you understand that, and you really get it, you know that you know that you know that you got to have a little bit in your portfolio.
Right. And the reason why gold and silver are we call it mining because you mine gold and silver.
That's right.
They are assets that are difficult. They're scarce. And there's a lot of money that goes into mining it out of the ground. That's what gives it the value, the scarcity and the money behind getting it out of
so
the ground.
So it's called a store of value.
Right.
It truly is a store of value. Gold, silver, Bitcoin, cryptocurrency is a store of value. The dollar has been flipped on its ear because of this petro thing.
Right. So it's not a store of value. A currency, the money that the government prints, is currency. You use that as a means of exchange. Money is a store of value. So it's not going to lose its purchasing power like currency will. And has.
Do you realize in the last 90 days, more money has been printed, more debt has been put into the system than the 200 years combined of this country's history?
Whoa,
so
that's
when you sobering. When you get that and you understand that this currency is being flooded with debt and printing of more money, and you start to understand that can't end well.
No, this system has to have debt to continue to survive.
That's right.
It's not. It cannot survive if we don't continue to add debt to it.
And they've called the one-niner is really the scapegoat. The really cause behind all this, and they're blaming it on the virus and everything. And really, it's something much greater than this virus.
Well, the virus is real. The virus is deadly to some. We get that, but it's look over here, don't look over here.
Yeah,
that's what we
truly
need.
Is that. And by the way, this some poor guy named Warren Buffett, I'm just kidding, sold all of his bank stocks and all of his airline stocks. He bought $300 million worth of Barrick's gold. And I don't know if you know who Barrick's gold is. They're the largest gold mining company in the world.
How much space does that take up?
If Warren Buffett,
$300 million
shares of Barrick. Okay, or shares or $1 million. I don't know what it is, but 300 million was the number that I read. Bloomberg put out that 300 million, I think it was shares, he put in Barrick Gold. So why would a guy, the richest guy in the world, be bailing out on airline stocks and bailing out of bank stocks? That's something for you to think about out there. Again, understanding that we are in a paradigm shift in this country, and things are happening at a high rate of speed. And regardless of what happens in this election, we think there's going to be a correction in the market at some point. And so understanding, if you know that you know that, why wouldn't you make better decisions with your money? We got to take a break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk some more about some different things that matter. Never been more truth than that song. Working together, united we stand, divided we fall.
Right, and my theory of this upset is so that it takes the focus
reset.
Off.
Not upset, reset.
Well, there's a lot of upset, and it takes the focus off what's really going on. They need us divided, because if we were to get together and we truly understand what they are doing, there would be pitchforks coming after them. And
well,
so
was it Henry Ford or somebody
divided.
Said that if people really knew what Henry was Ford going on that. Behind the banking system, we'd all pull out our pitchforks.
That's right. And, so they really need us divided as we go through this this paradigm shift of you, as you have called it.
And again, I am a huge supporter of credit unions and the small regional banks. We are not big supporters of the big banks out there because we think they're part of the problem. We think they're part of the manipulation, and we think they're getting bailouts left and right to bail out the banks. So understanding, if you have a local credit union or a local bank that you feel good about, get in there, open an account, and
move that money out of those big banks.
That's exactly right. We think it's big. So we talk about what's going on now and why does it matter, Julie? And again, we know that many people are not aware of what's going on, and many people are. And people are awakening up more and more and more.
Right. So we study global markets and what's going on globally with regard to mostly money and currency, but also, well, because everything boils down to money, it seems like. I mean, when you look at all the wars that have happened, they all boil down to money.
That's right.
Even the Civil War.
Yeah. And when you understand, you know, why does it matter? We want you to start thinking like a smart investor. And really, that's where the name Street Smart came from.
Right.
And that's why we think it's important in understanding that the markets are all up. We're at all-time highs. It feels normal, kind of. But again, when you understand what's going on, we have 30%, almost 30% unemployment. How can markets be at all-time highs when this is going on?
Right. So what we generally like to do when Ron mostly sits down and talks to people is take some of those profits off the table and diversify.
Yeah, you know, again, we talk about know-so money, that you know it's going to be there.
Right.
And then there's this hope-so money.
Right.
And you hope it's going to be there because you've invested all of your 401k, all of your IRAs into things what we call the stock market, the bond market, the ETF markets, the mutual fund markets. That's all hope-so money. You hope it's going to be there. The know-so money would be things like Social Security. Know-so money are annuities. Know-so money are life insurance, treasuries, fixed annuities, money markets. You know that you know
real
that money's going to be there.
Income.
Real estate rental income, again, would be know-so money. This hope-so money, variable annuities, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, they're all iffy. And so you've made a killing. I shouldn't say killing. You've made a lot of money over the last 10 years in the stock and bond markets.
Right. I always say that you could be a monkey throwing a dart.
And make money.
Made money. And all these people are thinking, you know, they're putting on all these seminars about how to day trade because I did so well. Everybody did well.
Yeah.
You didn't have to be real smart.
Yeah. Understanding that, you know, it's probably there's probably never been a better time to start peeling some of those profits out of Wall Street and start to, especially if you're over 55 and you're sneaking in the retirement years.
The fragile risk zone
is critically important that you understand the loss now in your portfolio could be devastating to your monthly income in retirement. So if you just know that, and you can put your head around that, call me, 970-310-4084, or text me with any question you've got around these markets, and we'd be happy to kind of do an analysis for you and give you really some input on maybe how you should diversify your portfolio based on your risk, based on your age, based on your timelines.
Right. And not all of this information benefits Ron.
No. Again, I don't sell gold and silver. I don't sell cryptocurrencies.
But we still talk about them, and we still recommend them as part of your portfolio.
Yes. And we're kind of a different breed because we like real estate. I mean, Julie and I both love rental real estate.
We do. But we recognize that being a landlord is not for everyone. And there are many, many horror stories out there.
Yep.
And so it's a different kind of thing. But if you are a real estate investor and you want to further diversify your portfolio, we have some great ideas about that too.
And in addition to that, you know, we've got sponsors on this show, and we would just want to mention Bob Gandelman. He's a great guy. Bob does Medicare supplements here in town. Give Bob a call at 970-737-0924 because that stuff matters too. Your health care. It matters. What's the cost of healthcare today?
Well, your health directly correlates to your financial wealth.
And again, I go back to what's going on now and why does it matter? If you don't have long-term care and you ended up in assisted living or in a nursing home because of a medical condition, do you have the money set aside to pay for it? Why not insure that risk? That's what Bob does. That's what we do. We help people with long-term care solutions and Medicare. Bob helps people with Medicare choices, and he's an independent agent. Great guy. Again, yeah, call
And we have many solutions that don't require you to buy long-term care insurance. There are solutions that don't require that. So
that's right. That's
and
right.
Bob can help you with that also.
I'm looking at Bob's profile here on my deal. Bob has six different phone numbers on my deal, and I don't know which one to give you. But again, we'll have Bob on in a couple weeks and have Bob talk a little bit more about some of the things that he does yeah, over at Front Range Benefits and Investments.
Right, so, as we come into that season.
Yeah,
for
and
sure.
We're it's upon us. So again, we think there's problems, there's reaction, and there's solution.
Right.
And that's how usually things happen in this country. And, you know, obviously, you know, the problems that we've had, you know, with the oil market, that was a problem. The reaction is, you know, that we're absolutely going to change the financial systems going away from a petrodollar onto a, maybe it's a global reserve currency type status. We don't know. But that's going to be the solution, is a digital dollar, a digital global dollar of some type. We think that's where it's going, and that's where the solution is. But they had to break the petrodollar first, didn't they?
Yep.
And they sure did. I mean, we're at oil minus 30%. I mean, we've never in the history of America.
You mean in April?
In April. We've never seen that happen before. So understanding, the dollar in the last 30 days is down 10%.
That means
your $100 only buys $90 worth of goods. Again, inflation, it is a robber. It's one of the eyes. Income taxation and inflation are one of the two eyes that really impact your dollars really a lot.
Yeah, they do. And I think that as we look back 10 years from now, we will look back to 2020 as being what I call year zero.
Ground zero.
Yeah, ground zero.
Yeah.
And it'll be the most written about period in time. Yeah. I mean, in financial terms, just like the 70s and beyond that.
So, you know, I'm a big guy that I like your money to accumulate, right? So whether it be cryptocurrency.
You would like to multiply instead of addition.
There you go.
Multiply.
I was just going to say addition is good. Multiplication is great. But if you can create an infinite mindset where your mindset is around financial education and growing your money in a multiplying effect, unbelievable. Because all of a sudden your brain does a paradigm shift about how to create multiplication, how to create a way for your money to grow and not lose money, and you to leverage your efforts, leverage your knowledge around money. It's a big deal.
It is a big deal because the definition of money as a store of value means that it was your blood, sweat, and tears.
It was your labor.
It was your labor.
Your labor.
And when your labor gets inflated away, that's theft.
I could talk all day long on this subject. Because truly, once you understand that your labor, you're putting in your blood, sweat, and tears into your job, into your career, into your business, and that money that you're putting in, that time, if you're not investing it correctly and you're losing money or not gaining anything, guess what? You're going backwards at a high rate of speed. Stop digging. You're in a hole. Stop digging. Call us, 970-310-4084. We can help you and understand that. So we got to take a break. Fourth quarter's coming up. Be right back. Got the Rona Blues over here. Street Smart Biz and Retirement. We're having a good time this morning.
Still love that.
I love the Rona Blues. They're the 1-9er. I don't care. I think we need to have a little bit of lightheartedness around it. And I'm not saying it's not serious. And I'm not saying we don't know the people that have.
It is deadly serious for our seniors.
We even know people that have passed away as a result of this.
Oh, sure.
Okay. But again, people have passed away because of auto wrecks, because of, you know, a heart attack or cancer or whatever. None of us are getting out alive. So to go through this and be all stressed out and be uptight out of sight is...
I can't hug my mom, when people can't see the seniors that are in nursing homes and assisted livings, that
I ain't buying
is such a sad, sad...
I ain't buying it. If I can't hug mom and we pass away together, whatever it be, I think it's plumb fear. They're fear-mongering. They are absolutely want us fearful not to hug our kids, not to hug our grandkids, not to hug our nieces and nephews, not to hug our parents.
I totally respect my parents being sequestered, and I can't hug them. I get that. I understand, because I cannot live with that.
Now, we're gonna finish this thing out about truth, because the truth will set you free. And the truth is, to not be able to hug your parents is just plumb crazy. I just think it's crazy. Can I hug her with a mask on? can we do things that it's just crazy that we can't turn our emotions of love onto our family. They don't want us. They want us separated. They want to keep us apart. Again, when you understand that, it's a big deal. So I want to talk a little bit about truth. And sometimes when you hear the truth, maybe it doesn't ring true the first time, but as you echo out and you hear that same fact about truth, maybe a second or a third time, pretty soon it starts to ring true in your mind,
in your ears, in your soul, your spirit.
Yeah. Pretty soon, you know that that's the truth.
Yeah, I do think that we're implanted with a North Star.
So that's what I'm saying. At that point, when you know that you know that what is coming out of our mouth, what's coming out of our this show is really about based around truth, based around godly principles, based around caring for other people and wanting to serve you in a manner of really teaching you financial education, not so much from us, but from people that we've learned from. And who is your mentor? When you look at somebody, who do you go to for financial education? Is it your broker? Is it your advisor? And what's their incentive behind it? It's usually driven around a mutual fund sale or a stock or a bond or an ETF. And again, they get paid based on that. I'm not saying I don't get paid, because when we sell life insurance or annuities or long-term care, we get paid. Absolutely. But that's not where we come out of the chute at. We come out of the chute from wanting to know your goals, your objectives, and we want to learn where you're at, why you're there, and where do you want to go from here. And understanding that's a process. It doesn't just happen overnight. But the more you're around us, we hope that you're picking up things that matter. And that's why we kind of call this, what do we say, Julie? What's going on now and why does it matter? Because the truth will set you free. And when you know this is the truth and you've heard it three or four times, and maybe not just from us, but you've heard it from other people, and you're starting to hear, you see an awakening happening that people are realizing this inflation thing is real. And you know what? The cost of food, the cost of things are going up, the cost of housing, the cost of healthcare, the cost of college education is doing what?
It's going up, but I do think that after the melt up, we're going to have a...
Maybe in college, maybe in education.
Yeah, there are lots of industries that are being upset right now, and the ones that were going up may not continue to go up, and ones that were going down may go up again. So there's a, like Ron said, there's a paradigm shift going on right now.
It's happening. The point is that
as you look at things globally, there are trends, and you need to kind of understand what's trending. And that's what we hope to be bringing you in the series that we call What's Happening Now and Why Does It Matter? Because there are trends that go on that have repeated throughout history, actually,
right,
that you need to recognize these trends. They happen a little differently every time, but it's still a trend, and it leads you to somewhere.
You know, we used to say, you know, take your Vegas money and buy a little gold and silver, buy a little cryptocurrency with your Vegas money. It's no longer that. I've gotten a little more bold about talking about the importance of having hard assets in your portfolio, having hard assets at home, in, you know, in your safe, buried in the backyard. We don't care where, but again, understanding that the truth that gold and silver has been around 5,000 years, to ignore that and not understand that it's going up like crazy, like right now, because inflation is going rampant and we're going to continue to see inflation go up. If you don't have gold and silver in your portfolio, if you don't have any cryptocurrency whatsoever in your portfolio, call me and I'd be happy to direct you on how to get some and how to have a little bit of your portfolio position to where it will never lose money. And that's where the annuities, that's where the life insurance and some of those kind of things come in. But again, our goal is to really bring you financial education, bring you a knowing that maybe you've never been taught by your broker. And if your broker's not talking about these things with you, your advisor is not talking about hard assets, real estate, gold, silver, cryptocurrency, those kind of things, annuities, then you maybe need to have a checkup from the neck up with your broker. And again, understanding that money's a little bit like oxygen. We kind of need it. Okay.
Yeah,
and so get financially educated or get left behind. Again, it's been a great show. Julie, any final thoughts?
Well, just that perhaps as you were talking about that, you need more than one advisor, maybe a accumulation advisor and a preservation advisor. And you need to be the referee there so that you understand how what portion of it you need to have that is preserved. And one that puts at risk.
Growth. Yeah. Growth. And again, having a mastermind
and a team
of people that work on your behalf is a big deal. And that includes, you know, your insurance agent, your investment person, your attorney, your CPA. It all is part of the big picture. Again.
Right. And you're the referee or the coach or whatever.
That's
maybe
right.
Coach.
And if you don't
want
to be, I will be. I've kind of always been
go.
A coach anyway. I love
I know
coaching
you got the voice for
and
it.
Teaching people. And guys, thanks for being with us today. What a great show. Julie, thank you so much. And again, I know you don't like getting up on Saturday mornings and coming, but we have a great time, don't we?
We certainly do.
Thanks for being with us, guys. Have an awesome day, and God bless each and every one of you.
The Street Smart Biz and Retirement Show, Retirement Mastery, and Ron Richards are not tendering tax, legal, or investment advice. This content and information is based solely on Ron Richards' personal opinions and research. If tax, legal, or investment advice is required, you should seek the services of a qualified professional.